You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Jack with Jangle Heaven. And we're starting off there with some Dean Blunt with Lush off of Black Metal. Some great jangly stuff from Dean Blunt. Lots of different music from him. I'm actually going to play another song from a different album right after this to kick off the first main set. Yeah, a bit of a shorter week this week because of the holiday. Had some time to put together a playlist of a lot of sort of hypnagogic pop-type music, excluding Ariel Pink this time, for whatever reason. Some more prog-type stuff towards the end, and it'll be a lot of fun. So here's some more Dean Blunt. This is going to be Imperial Gold.
Hard, baby, sent me to sleep with you young. show you a good time.
Show you a good time.
A good time. Yeah.
Winter's ice, pay the price.
But winter,
it's in us.
Sadly, the transition there was about to be really good, but I'm going to interrupt there and talk about the first set. Just four songs, but we just concluded with Cold Paris Vogue by Mark William Lewis, definitely doing a sort of Dean Blunt thing, but the recording quality is great, the instrumentation, everything, the harmonica, it's a really great song. Before that, a couple songs by Blanche, one of many projects from Zach Phillips, who I played a lot of last week from his new project, or not really new anymore, but his project, Feverless Clock, or however he wants us to pronounce that. And I was a little bit disappointed because I was supposed to see him perform that music at Somerville Theater next month as part of his, it was like a four-show tour in the eastern U.S. and Canada, and it was canceled the other day, I guess to focus on recording and to focus on other things, and they were having problems getting all the band members from Europe and wherever else to hear. But this is an older project, and I think the first one I played was from like 2011, I want to say. The other one is more recent, but a lot of the stuff is just re-recorded, and even what I really think is interesting is he has some of the same songs recorded by different projects, just depending on when he's working on them, which is pretty cool. Lots of very short songs. And then we started off with some actual Dean Blunt, Imperial Gold. I think that's such a great song. Been trying to listen to him more because I've been told for a long time that I would really like him, and I just haven't really put in the work to listen to all his stuff, so I'm enjoying it now. But moving on here, we're going to start off with some Bar Italia.
Thank you.
All right. Done with our second set there. A lot of good energy. Started off a bit slower with Guard by Barataglia, and I'm actually reading them the other way this time. I usually go backwards, but we started off with Guard by Barataglia off of Tracy Denim. Excited to see them in December. Then Hey by Always, followed by Lovely Sewer by Eve's Tumor, and finally Livin' Loose by George Clanton. Don't know if I have too much to say about the music, but it was a lot of fun to listen to in here. I think like maybe more than half of the reason I come in here is just to hear songs I like on the big monitor speakers, or the headphones, although the headphones aren't, you know, amazing. So I'm flipping through a book of PSAs here to find something suitable. Here's a good one. Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. I'm going to exclude this thing that I don't know how I should say. Today's batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Some good advice. Although I do wonder the numbers on that, because if you're just using more electricity, I mean, it really depends on the source of your electricity, I guess. I don't know. I'm just going to stop acting like I know anything about it. But we've got another set here, some prog type stuff for a few tracks, and then I'm going to move on to, I guess I would call it outsider music, but please enjoy it nonetheless.
And lemon raincoats roll and tumble together, just like fruit from a tray. Pineapple wet heads watch new hairdos crumble as scenery sunlight shifts away. Early for a rainy day.
that's not often. Eventually, I think that you will agree. I'm hardly putting lines out and shifting gears, missing gears disappears. As for you, I couldn't bear to think. What a pain, what a noise. You can't.
my head, but I just can't understand what it feels to be in love.
So in that set, I really only got comments to make about the last two, although I'm a big fan of, oh, actually, Ballet for a Rainy Day, I really should have let continue into the next track from the album, 1000 Umbrellas, but I forgot to include that, so it was not a great transition. But I realized that Debbie by Gary Wilson is not a very good song. About halfway through I was playing it, and I really wanted to turn it off. But then the organ sort of won me back over in the end. But it is not a very good song. And the last one that I just played, Bright Lit Blue Skies by The Rising Storm, That one was, you know, covered by Ariel Pink, and interestingly, you listen to the original version of the song by a different band, I believe the Rockin' Ramrods out of Boston. I don't know where the Rising Storm is from, but that version is very different from the Ariel Pink version, and so it's easy to think that he did so much to it and maybe even improved it, but actually his version is like note for note this Rising Storm version. Like, he didn't change anything about it, and he's even trying to, like, do an impression of the vocalist, which is, yeah, I don't know. But I hope you enjoyed today's show. I'm going to end off with some Jockstrap in just a second, some Glasgow. But that's all for now. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tough Freeform Radio. Come back next week.
Myself, I'm a woman, she believes.